You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. Welcome to today's episode. It is time for another monthly energy forecast. And I encourage you to work with these energies to maximize its presence in your life, to help you create the most aligned and abundant life you can. So as this goes to air, we are not just starting a new month, but we're also starting a new quarter. And so I do have the Q3 Guided Collective Energy Forecast available now at helenjacobs.co. But in this episode, we are going to talk about just this month, the month of July. And so we have this opportunity here to tune into the energies of this month, but we can also really tune into the energy of the next 90 days, the next 3 months, and harness it to work with it. Now, I've often said that it is important to, or before you feel into the energy of the month or the quarter ahead, that you reflect on the old. So you may also want to go back in the podcast episodes and your own journal entries or oracle card spreads. What were the signs? What happened for you? And if this is piquing your interest and this has just gone to air, you have the smallest of windows to still join us in the 90 days of the guidance practice, where we're going to be doing exactly this together. We're going to work with the quarterly forecast, creating your own, and work together to receive guidance, to manifest your intentions. So when I deliver the last quarter forecast of this year, imagine what you may have created. So, all of that being said, we're going to very quickly mention that the energy for the next 3 months is all about clean and clear. Now, I'm not going to share this here. You can get it in the Q3 Guided Collective Energy Forecast. But there is a lot of change. There's a lot of endings and beginnings. And so you're going to want to understand those to preempt them and to actually proactively create them if you want or need to. For July, the card is acceptance. And so the imagery on this card is a woman looking at herself in a handheld mirror. And so this is the energy that this month is going to bring up. It's really about how we see ourselves. Now, you may remember that the annual theme is self-love. So we've been reminded over and over and over again this year from Spirit to practice this unconditional love for ourselves. And so here we are with a month asking us to focus on acceptance, particularly of ourselves. So when we look at ourselves in the mirror, do we recognize ourselves? Do we like ourselves? And dare I even say it, but do we love ourselves? There's a sense this month that the more that we can sink into self-love, self-acceptance, compassion, non-judgment, all of these concepts, the easier the energy may be. For the last few months, Spirit has been reminding us to reset our nervous system. I've got a whole episode on that. They've been asking us to focus on indulging, and this is a cycle that's continuing in July and August. We've been asked to focus on restoring and replenishing, nourishing our soul and our spirit, to be spending time in our own spiritual, as well as physical, mental, emotional self-care. And so with acceptance is this idea of worthiness, that we are worth taking care of. We are not machines. We are not, despite the capitalist structure, we are not just these production units. We are complex spiritual beings. So much more than our output or our productivity. There's a sense here of not just accepting our, what our mind would say are flaws or imperfections. They're not, certainly to spirit anyway. So it's not just about accepting those. It's actually what Spirit is saying is accepting that we are these multi-dimensional, multifaceted beings. And I wish I could bottle this and hand it out to all of you, because the feeling that is here is one of peace and joy. Certainly acceptance, but also expanding that, there's this sense of majesty and wonder, that if we truly saw and accepted how magical we are, we probably wouldn't put so much energy into producing what we're producing. Really interesting. I feel like I need to take some time to absorb that message. So, I'd love to hear how that's landed for you. So, acceptance. I've also looked at the cards for each of the weeks in July, and I'm not going to give them away. I talk about them in my newsletter every week, so make sure you signed up there if you're not already. But the way that this theme of acceptance is kind of going to be broken down is it's not easy. Please don't shoot the messenger. We may feel uncomfortable. We may need to really dial up that indulgence to create a deeper sense of comfort if there is some resistance or frustration bubbling alongside of it. We may also need to learn to accept the duality. So often we're just trying to create just happiness, just abundance, just this thing, without realizing we need the duality. And so there's a message here with acceptance this month that whatever we're wanting or whatever we can easily accept must be countered with things we may not like. It doesn't mean that we have to accept bad behavior or accept being treated poorly. It's just an acknowledgement that we can be both happy and sad at the same time. Acceptance means allowing what is rather than fighting against it. I want to share what is in the booklet. This card says this: accept yourself, others, and the situation just as it is, without trying to change it. Look at yourself with loving eyes. Be kind to yourself and recognize all you have to offer. Love, honor, and accept yourself just as you are. You have a reason for being here. You are perfect in the eyes of the universe, just the way you are. Share this perfection with all those you meet. Accept others just as they are, where they are. You may not understand their path or purpose. Do not dwell on past hurts and disappointments. The past doesn't hold any power over you. Instead, recognize the wonderful opportunity it presents to emerge a stronger, more beautiful, loving being. True acceptance means acknowledging you are exactly where you need to be right now for growth and expansion. Acceptance does not allow room for judgment, punishment, or a wish for things to be different. All is well, exactly as it is. Now, I often share with you the affirmation that accompanies these cards, so I'll share that with you now too. And it may be something you want to write down or record or keep it with your intentions. And the affirmation is this: I am exactly where I need to be to learn, grow, and advance. I accept myself just as I am, a wonderful being. I am lovingly patient with myself and others as I grow. And so you may get this sense of what July is likely to bring. We can't rush, we can't force, we shouldn't be fighting against. It's certainly not a time for judgment and critique, whether of ourselves or others. And instead, the best way to move through the energy here is by understanding any of the resistance or friction or agitation, bringing a really hefty dose of patience and acceptance and forgiveness and surrender. From that place, we can actually create something really special. But it's not through the production. It's not in the act of creating. What Spirit is saying is it's in the allowing, it's in the accepting, it's in the co-creating, that we may still produce and there's still an outcome, but it's going to be so much greater. So this energy of acceptance could be worked with in a number of different ways. At the top of the episode, I mentioned the 90 days of the guidance practice. It kicks off today as this goes to air, and you may want to join me for the next 90 days where we work with the forecast for the whole quarter. You're going to create your own forecasts. We're going to set our intentions and then work with the energies to manifest those intentions. So certainly that's going to help you accept and surrender. But those activities themselves are going to be great supports. Meditation is a great way to practice surrender. Visualizing, releasing and letting go, that can also be done in meditation. I actually have a letting go meditation on my website. But it can also just be allowing and accepting that everything changes and visualizing that for yourself. There's a couple of prompts that you may want to use for journaling. Accepting, or the theme of accepting, means we have to be curious about what we're not accepting. Maybe where we are pushing or forcing or judging or railroading. And so some journal prompts may be, what can I change? What can't I change? What is the lesson? And how can I trust that this, meaning this moment, this situation, is for the highest good of all involved? So, good luck with the energy ahead. Just remember that these forecasts are really just to get you started. They are much more powerful when you create your own and set your intentions and work with the energy. So you can visit helenjacobs.co and find more information there about the energy forecasts, including the Q3 energy forecast. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.